You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Hey, everybody. How are you today on a Monday on President's Day? Jim and Trent, we say hello to you on the Big Talker 1700. Great show lined up for you today. I got to get into this, though, right away, because as many of you know who listen to the broadcast all week and weekend of Trent doing the high school wrestling tournament down at the Well, man, I'm telling you, you went like extra duty beyond extra duty, pal. Have you recovered? Are you okay? And did you try my tea remedy?
No. I got no time for that, Jimmy B. 14 hours of coverage. And I'm back raring to go tonight with the doubleheader of basketball in the sub-state round. It never ends, Jimmy B. You got to give the people what they want, and they want more content. I'm delivering. You, on the other hand, you're not. You're not delivering at the highest of order. That is for sure.
I'm delivering right now. I'm on. I mean, I'm doing the show with my compadre. So I feel, at least in Jimmy B world, that I've got 2 hours here and come see, come saw. And you, on the other hand, are out mingling with the folk, calling wrestling, now switching over and calling basketball. And you're like a human dynamo. It's amazing to me. The clinic that you go to that has helped you tremendously with your energy, your stamina, your weight reduction, that's a fabulous place. You should, like, just have them on the show and tell them how happy you are.
Yes, that's a good call. Our friends at New Leaf Wellness, absolutely.
Yes.
That's a big part of it. I take my injections every morning, gives me that energy, and allows me to give you 14 hours of wrestling coverage by myself. So, and speaking of that, I got a great story. So one of my best friends.
Okay, I knew you would.
One of my best friends, he has a nickname that I can't say on the air. But this guy grew up with him. He was a year younger than me in school, but he was a little old for his grade. So he always played AAU sports with us because he had to play up a grade. And got to be really good friends. Then from high school, just playing sports in college, we got to be really close. He was one of my groomsmen, and he loves wrestling. He's like me, never wrestled, at least past the youth level, but is a big wrestling fan like I am. And he goes, hey, do you need a spotter? How are you able to cover eight mats? You got a spotter there, right? No, I don't have a spotter. Oh, well, who's the one that's keeping like the stats and stuff for it? Nobody. Well, who's your you have a producer? No, I have none of that. Color, play-by-play, producer,
yes,
spotter.
Yes.
You name the job, I do it all, but I love it. I absolutely love it. And just got a kick out of it that he thinks that I have a spotter up there. No, this is not the Big Ten Network crew. I'm not the group at the NCAAs. There are no spotters. It is just my own eyes. And Jimmy B with eight mats, there were so many times where the kid from Des Moines East that made the finals, Devel Dennis, and got knocked off in the championship round. First finalist from Des Moines East since 1995. What a great story that was. In fact, all three of the wrestlers from East all placed. But I wanted to call his matches all three times, though. By the time I got over to his mat, he had pinned his kid. He pinned all three of his kids in the opening rounds so quickly. By the time I went over to his mat and I looked up and, all right, got the numbers up there. That's the other thing. It's not just strictly, all right, Dennis versus John Smith. It's the match number that is up on the big board. So then I have to go and I have to look at my bracket and see where everything is. So you're doing that on top of it. And I look up there. All right, find his match number. All right, he's going to be on mat number two. They've cleared the mat. He already pinned his kid.
It's all right. Was he wrestling me?
No, he probably pinned me in like eight seconds.
They
made the state tournament, Jimmy B and Iowa. That's pretty accomplished in itself. And even in the semifinal round, he got a pin. But I did love it. I absolutely love it. I love the coverage that we provide here on 1700. All the sports. We got girls basketball, state tournament next week. The boys tournament after that. Sub-state starting tonight. So it's a busy time, Jimmy B. You know, when I get through with it, I need a little bit of a break. So can I count on you to help me out a little bit once we get past all this, or no?
You know, pal, I've got your back.
Oh, okay.
Well, sometimes. Yeah. No, I do. You know I do.
All right.
Look, this was a unique weekend. While you were busy on the mat in your singlet doing a hell of a job on radio.
I was not. The New Leaf Wellness has helped me, not enough yet to be putting the singlet back on. It's been many years since that. We're not quite at that level.
All right, fair enough. There was college basketball. And once again, there are an amazing amount of stories, Trent, that have come out of the weekend. Iowa losing at home to Indiana. Iowa State on the road at K-State, getting beat there, and now the awful news about the death of a player's father, and more bad news for Wyler Babb. I mean, it just gets worse and worse for Iowa State basketball. And then, Trent, to watch the display that I saw at Kansas, where the foul differential between Kansas and West Virginia was like 342-2.
Well, you don't need to be hyperbolic. It was 35-2.
Oh, I don't. It was 35-2.
That's enough. You don't have to go crazy on that. Just seeing the actual numbers enough, Jimmy B.
Oh, my gosh. I couldn't believe what I was watching. I really couldn't. And look, I get that there's always home cooking, generally is, unless your team is just god-awful and that's all they do is foul. But that was a horrific stat to see that particular one. And you and I are both in Bob Huggins' corner, the coach at West Virginia. I mean, he was fabulous in the post-game news conference. And you and I both know that's why we like Huggs, because he just laid it right out there for the NCAA to take a look at and the Big 12.
But really, all right, there aren't many games like that. But you also have to realize the style that they play, that West Virginia plays. West Virginia is a jump shooting team, not very good at it. They don't get to the free throw line very often.
Right.
And the way that Kansas plays, there are discrepancies. The fouls, though, it was swayed. Look deeper. Look deeper than just the free throws, and you see it was 26-14. You can say home cooking, but the style that they employ, West Virginia, and I remember back to the Iowa State win against them a couple weeks back, and I love the beginning of the second half when they weren't going to let them play West Virginia style. They were just going to blow the whistle. And all right, you're going to grab, we're going to blow the whistle, and we're going to do it again, and we're going to do it again, and you need to stop. You can't do that. I would like to see that happen more often. He has built a style that is predicated on referees not calling fouls. And for Bob Huggins, then, to go up there and play this sanctimonious, oh, look how we're getting screwed. I don't know, Jimmy B. I think everybody's
been... 35-2?
I'm looking at 26-14. Those are the actual fouls called. Those are fouls called. 26-14. And I don't think the discrepancy is that bad. When you look at it that way, when you just look at the foul shots, yes, that is a huge gap, and you rarely see that.
Yeah, it is.
But 26-14, I think, paints a truer picture and shows you, you know, that gap probably actually wasn't that big. It really wasn't. And it was a great excuse for him to go out after his team blew yet another lead. Imagine that.
They did.
Against Kansas. Yep. They've been very good at that throughout the years. Not just this season, but throughout the years of blowing leads against the Jayhawks. But when I go and I look at that part of it, I don't think it's as big a deal as a lot of people want it to be. I love Huggins. I do. But for a guy that has employed a style like that to start to be complaining about officiating, that's how he's built this program, is getting officials not to call fouls because they don't want to call 100 fouls in a game. So what are they going to do? They're not going to call sometimes, and they're going to allow the clutching and the grabbing and the holding, and that's what you get. I didn't have a big problem with it. Huggins, yeah, do your thing, but I'm not going to shed a tear for you, that's for sure.
There you go. We've got a great show lined up for you today. Brian Goodman, Rush the Court on the Big 12, will be our guest at 4:20. Derek Peck from Hawk Heaven, well, it's not so heavenly right now, he'll be our guest at 4:40. The head coach at UNI, Ben Jacobson, on the program at roughly about 5:15, and then Wolfgang joins the show around 5:30. All right, let's start first then with what you got out of Indiana and Iowa. Anything come to mind right off the top of your head that you thought that this game was going to be an Iowa victory?
Oh, no. I mean, no.
Okay.
Jeff, come on.
Okay.
No.
All right.
There's never a time that you should look at this Iowa basketball team and think that they're going to win unless they're playing somebody just brutally bad. like Illinois or Wisconsin or Minnesota. Outside of that, that idea should never creep in your mind because this is a broken team. The one positive takeaway, I'll start on the positive note, though, first. Positive takeaway, Robert Johnson's hitting threes all over the place. They can't identify shooters. It's the worst defensive team that I've ever seen in Iowa basketball history in my 37 years of watching this team, and wow. I don't think it's even close. But they got down 13. That would have been very easy for them to duck their tail between their legs, play it out, and lose like they have by 18, 20, 22 points, and game over. But give them credit for coming back. Bohannon for hitting some shots. Tyler Cook doing his thing on the offensive end. They're still an entertaining team to watch. You can still have those moments where they are fun. But, Jim, you remember the Licklider years, right? Were you here for the Licklider years at all?
I wasn't here, no, but I did see enough of Iowa basketball to know how bad it was.
Well, what in God's name was wrong with you? Why were you watching Iowa basketball back then?
It probably happened to be the game on that I happened to be sitting and probably relaxing when I wasn't on the road, so I just had it on.
So it was terrible, Jim. It was so bad, it was not fun to watch, but this is the same team. This is the same. This year's Iowa basketball team is exactly like a Todd Licklider team. The difference is it's just inverse. This team is awful defensively, but they can score a little bit. On the other side, those Iowa teams could play some defense, but they were brutal on the offensive end. But the end game's the same. Jimmy B, it is February 19th, and Iowa's in last place in the Big Ten.
Yes.
In last place. 3-13. They're tied with Rutgers. Nobody envisioned anything like this coming into the season. This team is historically inept. And I got some numbers for you here, Jimmy B. I was taking a look. You know, I've mentioned a lot the Ken Pomeroy numbers and defensive efficiency. They're 250th in the country in terms of defense. That is the worst mark by far of any major conference team. But a couple other numbers here. And it shows you that this team does have offensive talent. Right now, this team is second in the country in terms of assists. Second in the country.
Wow.
That's pretty dang good, right?
Yeah.
They are 19th in the country in terms of points. They've scored over 2,300 points this year.
That's good, too.
Shooting it pretty well. 70th in two-point field goal percentage. Three-point percentage, 61st. Not bad. Uh-huh. But then you go to the other side. And this is where it's going to get ugly. Field goal percentage defense, 290th in the country.
Ooh.
Two-point percentage defense, 256. Three-point percentage. They've given up. They're 309th in terms of 3 points allowed. 306 in three-point field goal percentage. It goes on and on. But this is the one that that jumped out to me. And it goes into the issues in the guard court. In terms of assists allowed, they're 340th in the country. That means point guards are being able to, and just teams in general, move the ball around. You're going to get an open shot against them. And then the other side, in terms of steals, they're 329th. Remember, there's 351 teams, and there's some bad basketball teams out there.
You got it.
This shows you, though, how bad this team is. And the end-all, be-all, points per game, they're 315th in the country, giving up 78.5 per ball game, and that includes the dregs that they played in the non-conference. Jimmy B, we can
that includes it. That includes those lousy teams they played in non-conference as well.
We can slice it and dice it whatever we want. This is an awful basketball team. It's an awful defensive team, and there's only two games left of the regular season. They'll play on Wednesday, the Big Ten tournament. They'll get beat there, and then this will be over. And maybe they'll beat Minnesota on Wednesday, or maybe they'll beat Northwestern at home on Sunday. But this thing is going to come to a close, and it'll be up to Fran McCaffrey, because we know Gary Barta is not going to do anything. He's not going to tell him you need to fire a coach, that you need to shake up your staff, that you need to do this or that. It's not who it is. And we can argue left and right about if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but what we do know is that's not what we've seen out of Gary Barta. It's now up to Fran McCaffrey to figure out how to fix that. If it means going out and getting some help on the defensive end, either by bringing in another assistant coach or go and spend a week with Jim Boeheim, or name whoever you want, but he has to do something. And it's up to him. He's got the contract. He's got his second kid on the way, coming in another year after that, but it is up to him. These are the guys that he recruited. This is the team that he wanted. And they do have offensive skill, but there is a huge, huge problem on the defensive end. Will Fran do it, or will his rigid ways come in? Those are the questions we'll be talking about certainly this spring and summer.
Boy, you're not kidding about that. And look, if he says, well, we're going to make some changes in our defensive philosophy, but there aren't any changes on the coaching staff, quite frankly, Trent, I'm not buying that. I'm really not. And you are what your record says you are. And right now, Iowa stinks. And this is, I mean, when you're down with the scum of the Big Ten, like the Hawks are currently, I mean, you're the laughingstock. You're right there with Rutgers. I mean, look at all the Hawk fans. Oh, Rutgers. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, Rutgers. God, they're what? We're right there with Rutgers? Yes, you are. That's how bad this season is. Look, I don't exactly know what McCaffrey will do, but he has to do something.
Mm-hmm. It can't be the status quo.
It cannot be status quo. I agree. And if he keeps his same coaching staff, but he brings somebody else in and his job is to handle the defense, okay, I'll check that out and I'll see if it works.
Right. But something has to be
I'll give something has to take place. You're absolutely right.
All right, Jimmy.
All right, take me to Iowa State. Let's go Iowa State.
Well,
now.
Let's do that on the other side with Brian Goodman. We're running a little short on time.
Yeah, we are.
Big 12 basketball talk coming up on the other side. Brian Goodman from Rush the Court. He will join us to kick off the hour at about 4:20 here, so we'll take the break. Come back, Iowa State. Injuries continue to pile up. It is not looking good in Ames as they get ready for the end of the season. Four to go for the Cyclones. We'll talk about that, the Big 12 race, and Kansas back at the top. Brian Goodman joins us next on Jimmy B and TC.
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Well, it's that time of year again, tax time. Not all tax firms are the same. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines. Not only am I a tax pro, but a certified financial planner as well. We can discuss tax savings ideas and financial services when we meet. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. Give us a try. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services.
Make plans to bring your family to Children and Families of Iowa's Kid Fest, presented by the Veridian Credit Union, March the 2nd through the 4th, the Iowa State Fairgrounds. It's fun for the entire family. Bounce houses, live entertainment, youth talent show, and everybody's favorite mascot. Superheroes and cartoon characters will be there as well. Details are available online at cfiowa.org. cfiowa.org, and we'll see you at Kids Fest.
Sponsored by Boost Mobile. Switch to Boost Mobile and get four lines for $25 per line with unlimited gigs on every line. All in the super reliable and super fast nationwide network. Switch today and get up to four free phones.
When you're on the water, you want a boat that offers stability, handling, and performance. And that's just what you'll get in a Manitou pontoon boat from Malone Motorsports in Monroe. Manitou's patented V-Tune technology will have you carving the water, giving thrill rides to the skiers and tubers in your crew. It's this type of performance that has helped Manitou pontoon boats dominate the competition at the McCainer Barrel Races four straight years. If a Manitou pontoon boat can do that in competition, just think of all the fun you can have on the water with your family and friends. Be ready when that first nice weekend hits. Head to Malone Motorsports now and let their pros help find the perfect Manitou pontoon boat for you. They can explain all about Manitou's V-Tune technology, their quality guarantee, and why they're the only pontoon manufacturer to earn the honor of being a USA Water Ski endorsed water sports boat. Malone Motorsports in Monroe at the junction of Highways 14 and 163. They're worth the drive and open 7 days a week to keep you on the water. Online, MaloneMotorsports.net.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Brian Bruno live on the scene of a recently flooded basement. Here to describe the event, a tube sock.
So I'm curled up in a cozy pile of whites when the washing machine suddenly starts shimmying and shaking.
Next thing I know, we're standing in 4 inches of water.
Did you help clean up?
Sure, but I'm just one sock.
A tube sock can't help you with a flooded basement, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Call GEICO to see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
You know, in business, it's all about the bottom line. And since I sit in this uncomfortable old desk chair about 12 hours a day, well, my bottom line could really use a new chair, if you know what I mean.
Staples has lots of ways to save your business money. And right now, during the Staples Chair Event, you can save up to 50% on a full selection of office and desk chairs.
That really helps my bottom line, in more ways than one.
Work comfortably for less. The Office Chair Event at Staples. Better chair equals better workday. Ends 3/10/18.
The Rookie is Central Iowa's leader in sports cards, collectibles, supplies, and memorabilia. The Rookie has a large selection of vintage and modern-day sports cards from brands such as Topps, Upper Deck, and Panini. Whether you're starting a new collection or building your own, The Rookie has all your needs from football, basketball, baseball, hockey, UFC, and more. It's time to collect. Stop by The Rookie, 9992 Swanson Boulevard, right across from the Willis Auto Campus, and online at therookiesportscards.com.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
Washer Systems of Iowa, blasting grime and saving you time. At Washer Systems of Iowa, we have an experienced factory-trained service department and will work on any American-made pressure washer. Washer Systems of Iowa, featuring Mighty M industrial pressure washers. Mighty M, built in Iowa, number one in Iowa. And the presenting sponsor for you and I, head coach Ben Jacobson, each Monday on 1700. Washer Systems of Iowa. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines. Or online, washersystems.com.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness, give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. It's Jimmy B and TC. Here's Jim and Trent.
All right, everybody, welcome back in. We say hello to you on a Monday, President's Day. It's always a good time when we get Brian Goodman on the show, Rush the Court on the Big 12. He's on with us right now on the Big Talker 1700. Brian, how are you, man?
I'm doing great, Jimmy. How about you?
Oh, everything's good. Let's start first, because we got some real upsetting news on Iowa State. They went to K-State, lost that game, and then we find out that Donovan Jackson's father has passed away. Wyler Babb, who was a starting and solid player for them, went to Dallas to have more looked at on his knee, to have a specialist look at his knee and why it's been bothering him all season. So this team is not only struggling to win games, but it has been snake-bitten with some really bad news as well.
Yeah, and it's tough to see. I guess if there is a silver lining, I guess it's that, you know, the ceiling for this team wasn't incredibly high to begin with. But yeah, it does seem like everything sort of piling up, and especially there's also, of course, outside circumstances, like with Donovan Jackson's case. I'm not sure if he's going to be missing time away from the team or how much. But I mean, there's never a good time for that kind of thing to happen, and especially, you know, it's something that's outside of just injuries, or if it, a kid failing a class, or acting out So yeah, you got to kind of feel for the team right now on what they're going through, because this has just been so much different than what people are used to, whether that was last season or during the years when Fred was around.
Yeah, six consecutive NCAA tournaments, Brian, and that looks to be certainly on its way to ending this season. You know who else has got to be upset? Down in your neck of the woods, the people of Kansas City, because I'm going to guess not nearly as many Cyclone fans are going to be down at the Sprint Center this year.
Yeah, the watering holes are probably going to have to recalibrate their expectations
yes.
for that weekend for sure.
Well, down at the bottom, coming into the year, I think most everybody had Iowa State, Oklahoma State in some version, 9th or 10th in the league, and it looks like that's going to play out. Okie State had a couple of losses, but you still have eight teams fighting to get in the NCAA tournament. Baylor's caught fire. They've won five in a row. TCU, though inconsistent, seems like they're maybe finding their footing a little bit more without Jalen Fisher. Who's the team, though, out of that group of the other eight teams that you have the most concerns with, that is going to be an NCAA tournament team or might find themselves on the outside looking in?
Right now, that team seems to be Texas. I mean, they got a big road win, beating Oklahoma and Trey Young. But from a resume standpoint, I think they really needed that one because, right now I think they're kind of in a scramble for one of the last at-large bids. That's going to be out there. So, so they still have some work to do. I'm not sure, how much concern there is. I think just having just consistency on both ends is really the big thing for them, kind of pure and simple. They've been mostly a defense first team, but until that Oklahoma game, they had sort of taken a step back there, and the offense had started to come up a little bit, so you'd like to see that kind of improve while the defense continues to find its footing here. So they're probably the closest. Baylor, it looks like they're going to be in the clear here just with the tear that they're on right now. And then, despite Oklahoma's slide, they, I don't think, are particularly close to losing their grip in that large bid. So I think it's really just a matter of Texas finding that consistency and Baylor getting maybe one or two more wins between now and Selection Sunday isn't too tall of an order, but that's probably what they have to do to feel safe about their footing.
All right, let me stay then with Baylor. Why doesn't Drew at Baylor, with what he has accomplished there, get the accolades of a coach now of his ilk? Why do people still seem to think that the guy can't coach?
That's a great question, and I think you look at this year, and he's doing it this year with guys that aren't ranked as highly as some of the previous years. You look back to Isaiah Austin and Terry Jones and Torian Prince. So maybe that's part of it. He's not really making the same splash in the recruiting rankings, but. But in a way, that sort of makes the results in a year like this year, all the more impressive for him. And I think there's also some in-game stuff that he does or in some cases doesn't do that kind of leaves you, wanting a little bit more. And he just seems to have just sort of this kind of reputation as far as things he does in recruiting. I think there was an assistant of his that was implicated in something a couple years back. I think you take you take it all together. And I think there are just, like with anything else, some people are just never going to be convinced no matter how much data you show them. He deserves some props this year for sure.
Yeah, quite the turnaround out of the squad. We know a talented squad coming into the year, and they found their footing. Have the Kansas Jayhawks found their footing now? Are you back all the way in with the Jayhawks, Brian?
Not quite. I mean, this is still a really it is still a really good team. I think they are starting to get it together. A bit on offense, defense. There's always going to be the concern of Azubuike getting in foul trouble. because that seems to be when they're at their most vulnerable. So, I mean, I guess I'm in on them as, you know, they evened up, you know, back, they drew back to even with Texas Tech, and now they, it seems like, you know, that game this coming Saturday is going to kind of be the flashpoint for what happens the rest of the way as far as the Big 12 standings go, whether the streak continues or not. But at the same time, you know, if Bill Self has a shot to get it, then it's really tough to bet against them. And I know in this case, I think Texas Tech's remaining schedule is a little bit easier than Kansas's. And Texas Tech's also beaten already every team left on their schedule, whereas that's not the case with Kansas. But it's still sort of the scenario where until you see another team do it, you can't really you know, bet against the Jayhawks in that kind of scenario.
You mentioned the streak, 14 consecutive years. How important is that to the fan base down there? You know, is it something where a growing sentiment, we need more Final Fours, national championships, or is it still a point that a lot of people like to stick their chests out about?
I think it is still, you know, pretty meaningful, especially this year because it's the year that that they can set the new record.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think if you ask most fans, hey, if you could trade, you know, three of those conference titles away for two Final Four appearances,
yep,
or something like that, I think that's something a lot of them would make any, they a lot of them would tell you that they would make, and there would be others who, that they would tell you, no way, we went that streak, but kind of, you know, to themselves, it's, you know, I think they would rather have some. But, I mean, tournament success, it's not like, you know, Kansas has, you know, busted out in the tournament. They're getting deep, they're just not getting to the Final Four. So there is sort of, I know that reputation there a little bit, but I think especially now that it's sort of in sight, I think it's more important this year for a lot of the fans that the team you know, wins the Big 12 than maybe it has been in more recent seasons.
Where are you then on Texas Tech and how surprising their run has been? Is it to people like yourself who really get into the Big 12 conference?
I think what Chris Beard has done down there has been just sensational. You know, the guys that he brought in, you know, they weren't scrubs or anything, but they certainly weren't, you know, highly touted. And you know, especially more recently, they've been able to, you know, kind of keep on doing what they've been doing without Zach Smith, who's been out for a while. I know they just lost at Baylor, but I think if you look at the way this team defends and the way they take pride in the defense, and I know the offense isn't always there, you know, every night out, but I think that's sort of the way you have to, that's the way you have to go when you don't get kids who are, you know, dotting these, you know, the top 100 lists and top 50 lists and things like that. It's, you know, it's really important that they, you know, buy in on the defensive end. And that's something I think that Chris Beard has done a tremendous job with. You know, especially when you look at what this team was considered to do at the start.
Last thing from me, Oklahoma, 5 consecutive losses. Trey Young's been talking about how defenses are playing differently and what they've done against him. What's the upside for this Oklahoma team? Can they still catch fire for a couple of games? Young goes off and be a Sweet 16 team, or is that just a stretch from what we're seeing out of the Sooners?
It does seem like their ceiling is sort of lower to being a Sweet 16 team for a couple reasons. I don't think it's as much about, you know, what Trey's done. I know he's been on this really cold 3-point slump, but this is something, you know, whenever I'm asked about it, my answer is, you know, look at the team around him. You know, all these guys around him really struggle to create their own shots. You know, Brady Manick is a great spot up 3-point shooter. You know, Christian James can, you know, hit some jumpers and drive, you know, a tiny bit, but all these guys, it seems like they need Trae Young to set them up, and they aren't, and they haven't been good enough on defense to make up the gap when the shots aren't falling. So that's really the biggest concern. I suppose there's a chance that, you know, Trae Young starts hitting threes again and the ceiling gets more to, you know, maybe closer to an Elite Eight or maybe even in the Final Four. But it's really tough to see that the way that, they haven't won. They haven't won on the road since the calendar flipped. I mean, and now they're dropping home games too. So there are still a couple things there that that really make it tough to see them getting deeper than a couple games into the tournament.
Always good, man, when we catch up with you. Great insight always on the Big 12. Thank you, man. You have a good day, Brian.
Yeah, you guys too.
Thanks, Brian. Okay. Goodman, rushthecourt.net. Jimmy B, I'll give you not even a fleeting moment. Kansas, Texas Tech, is either win it outright.
Yes.
Who?
Texas Tech.
You're full of it, Jim. Why are you falling into this trap? Why? Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. We'll come back.
Because several weeks ago you told me, you gave me Kansas or the field, and I took the field. I can't go back.
Well,
I gotta stay with my pick.
No, you don't.
You're gonna let me.
No, you
you're gonna
don't.
Let me recant.
You have to evolve. Those are. That's different.
Oh, wait.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, you have to continue to look at
evolve.
Things and what you see. Yes, Jimmy P. You can't just, I thought this 2 months ago. I got to stay with it. No, Jimmy P. Evolve. Evolve with me.
Evolve.
We will
the
evolve.
Word of the day, folks.
Yes.
Evolve.
We will evolve during the break and come back talking Hawkeyes on the other side. Hawkeye Heaven's Derek Peck. He joins us next.
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Hey, honey, going to the chicken coop to watch the game.
Whoa, football season is over. What game?
The basketball, soccer, hockey game, race.
Oh, big fan of those sports now, are we?
Yeah, always. You know me.
You're really just going for the wings and beer, aren't you?
Pretty much. Bye.
Yeah, buddy. The chicken coop knows what's up. The games are great, but the real MVPs are the flame-broiled wings and beer at your favorite sports bar. The Chicken Coop Sports Bar and Grill, West Des Moines and Urbandale.
Variety, the children's charity, works to improve the lives of underprivileged, at-risk, and special needs children by gifting bikes, building inclusive playgrounds, providing support to critically ill children, and more. Join us March 3rd and 4th for the Variety Telethon, a two-day entertainment showcase that raises funds to support Variety's mission. See great musical performances and hear from the children and families that have been impacted by Variety programs. Watch live at the Community Choice Credit Union Convention Center or on We Are Local 5. Join Variety in supporting Iowa kids by making a donation today. Donate at VarietyIowa.com to ensure that all children have the opportunity to reach their full potential.
A winter weather advisory remains in effect tonight. Freezing rain likely, especially after midnight, a low near 29. Early morning freezing rain Tuesday, becoming colder, drier, and windier in the afternoon. High temperature around 31. I'm Local 5 Chief Meteorologist Brad Edwards.
When it comes to the success of your small business, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? It may not sound like a lot of money, but it's enough to turn 500 strangers into 500 connections. All it takes is the right business card. Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. You heard right, 500 business cards for $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card, but don't let the price fool you. Vistaprint uses only carefully selected inks and paper stocks, so your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed every time for any reason. You'll find dozens of designs that are just right for your business at Vistaprint, and you can add your logo and contact information with just a few clicks. It's never been easier to turn strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint and start today because this offer won't last forever. Get your 500 business cards for just $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 3131 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 3131.
Sponsored by Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Outsmart the flu. The Exergen Temporal Scanner is the number one thermometer preferred by pediatricians. Protect your family. Rely on Exergen.com.
1700 KBGG is the big talker in Des Moines with Dave Ramsey talking about your money and your life.
This is a show where we take more calls than any other talk show in North America. The reason is we talk about you right in front of you every day. So thanks for being here.
The Dave Ramsey Show on the Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
Count it down. Let's hear a great debt-free scream.
3, 2, 1.
I'm debt-free!
Are you in the mood for real, classic, homemade Italian food? Well, I have the spot for you. It's Villaggio. Two locations. The newest location in Urbandale, 2675 100th Street. The original in Norwalk. Classic dishes like cavatelli, spaghetti, lasagna, and vodka rigatoni. Top-notch pizza and awesome sandwiches. A great happy hour and Italian done right. Villaggio.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we believe in honest work, a fair price, and work we stand behind, and our 10-year workmanship warranty proves it. We know roofing. With our one-day get-it-done approach, we're known as a roofing machine. Call Wolf Construction for a free estimate at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. At Wolf Construction, we take your roof personally.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Hey guys, Trent Condon here again from 1700 KBGG. We made it. A new year upon us. A happy 2018. I know a lot of people have New Year's resolutions, things you want to improve upon, but a lot of times you need help. If better health is one of your goals in 2018, I have a place for you that has helped me. It's New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness has built a strong history helping one patient at a time. They'll make a program specifically designed for you, from weight loss, hormonal treatment, maybe it's migraines. So many things that New Leaf Wellness can help you with in 2018. What I want you to do, give them a call today, 515-650-1358. That's 650-1358. Give them a call. Let's feel better together. New Leaf Wellness, 650-1358.
Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Swing it a man. Slam dunk.
Touchdown. Sports.
It's Jimmy B and TC.
Oh, yeah. The word you're looking for is wow.
Here's Jim and Trent.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back in. We roll all the way till 6 tonight. Still to come on the show in the 5 o'clock hour, Ben Jacobson, head basketball coach at UNI. That'll be a lot of fun. Right now, Derek Peck from Hawkeye Heaven is our guest. Derek, it's been anything but heaven for this Iowa basketball team. Lose again at home to Indiana, and I don't know. Trent and I just scratch our heads. And we go, we never saw this, that they would be as lousy as Rutgers. But you cannot change what the standings say. How are you, pal?
I'm doing pretty well, guys. It's, man, I mean, I was doing well until you opened like that. Then you brought me back and made me a little depressed.
Reality.
I know. I tend to try to dream a little bit there, Jimmy B. But yeah, you know, we've talked about this all season, and I'm just not sure there's any other way to explain it other than, you know, I mean, I guess in a nutshell, my opinion on the season is this is a really young team, and they don't have any leadership, and their defense is atrocious, and you know, I mean, that was a winnable game. They should have won it. They very very well could have won it at the end. It was admirable that they were able to make that late comeback and make it winnable, but you know, oftentimes that's the difference between a more veteran team and a young team is just learning how to win those games. And you know, I hate to make the comparison to Iowa State football, but that's kind of going into the football season for Iowa State. You know, that's what I was telling my brother, was that You always hear Cyclone fans talking about, oh, this is going to be our football season. This is going to be the year we make it to a bowl game. And they never would, you know, but because it was always, they didn't know how to learn. They didn't know how to win a football game. You know, they were in close games and they'd play an impressive game and then they just wouldn't win it. They'd figure out a way to screw it up at the end. And I think that they turned the corner this year. They learned how to win some close games and they had a pretty good season, and you know, I think that's kind of how I look at Iowa basketball this year. They're on the other end of it. They're young, and you know, when they play as bad a defense as they do, there's little margin for error. So, you know, they have to get some experience. They have to learn how to win, and they need to get some toughness and some leadership, hopefully, before next season.
Well, Derek, I think that's a really good talking point. And that, though, is a little bit concerning because Iowa State, in year number one, and Matt Campbell on the football side of things, they had those close losses. The loss to Baylor, giving up leads against Oklahoma State, Farmageddon against K-State. Even the Oklahoma game on that Thursday night was decently close, and they were in those games. Iowa basketball this year, though, they haven't had those games. And until the Indiana game, there just hadn't been that many tight spots that it was concerning coming down the stretch. Those are those growing moments, and maybe that's the hope for the last three games here with the two remaining in the regular season, the Big Ten tournament. Maybe they'll play some close games and at least be in that environment, and that can help catapult. Win, lose, or draw, it doesn't matter. This is going to be a lost season, but just playing in those type of games, maybe that's something that they can help bid on next year and know what it takes down the stretch.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, you can't learn, you know, from the experience unless you put yourself in that position. It's a completely different scenario in the final 2 or 3 minutes of a basketball game when you're down by 15 or 20 and when you're down by 2 or 3 or the game's tied and you're up by 2 or 3. You've got to be in those positions in order to learn from them. I think that's key against Minnesota and against Northwestern is keeping it close and maybe snagging some wins. Minnesota's, you know, they're on an awful streak as well. It's definitely a winnable basketball game. And they have had a couple. They had the Indiana game, and then the opportunity to knock off Michigan State. That's one that comes to mind. You know, they were in that one. I think they only lost by 3 points, so that was a good experience too. But you know, they still came up short. So I think that's one reasonable thing that we could hope for in these last couple games is at least keeping them close and getting these young guys some experience, and you know, still have to address, in my opinion, the toughness factor. I mean, I love, I don't think any Hawkeye fan could complain about what we've seen out of Garza. He's a tough kid. He plays hard. I love what we've seen out of him. And I think that really sums up this season though. The kid's a true freshman. And right now it looks to me like he's the leader of this basketball team.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's great for the future, but you know, going into this season, there were high hopes and, Had you told me, at least, going into the season that with the hopes that I had and most people had for this basketball team that Garza was going to be their leader, that would have been a red flag to me that it might not be the season that I was hoping for because he's a true freshman, and that just shouldn't be the case. But he's a tough kid, but I'd love to see him. You know, I think you made this comment in the past, too. I'd love to see him hit the transfer market and try to find a little bit more toughness and, to give him somebody else to help him out in that aspect. And it'll be interesting to see how they move things around with Bohan and then and McCaffrey next year. And then I think Wieskamp's going to step right in to a starting role. I really do. I think he'll be the starting two probably. Moss has just been completely inconsistent. You know, I loved what I've seen from him in a couple games, but then he'll go 2 or 3 games where he plays terrible and that doesn't help Bohannon at all when Moss is having a bad game and they can form around Bohannon, who already struggles against, you know, the quicker guards in the Big Ten. So when they are able to smother and focus all their attention on Bohannon, it really makes it difficult. So consistent threat at the two, like Wieskamp will be, I think will really help things out, but they still need to add some toughness.
We're having a great conversation with Derek Peck, Hawkeye Heaven, right now here on the Big Talker 1700. Earlier in the show, Derek, Trent and I both surmised that something has to be done in the offseason for defense. Either you change up a couple of coaches or you bring someone in who is so-called your defensive specialist. Look, Gary Barta, for the most part, is a wuss telling Ferentz and McCaffrey what to do. So he's not going to demand anything. McCaffrey is similar to Ferentz, although Ferentz has made changes in his coaching staff. McCaffrey has not in 8 seasons. Do you believe he will make changes? Or would it still be good enough for you if he just brought somebody in who was going to focus on defense?
I don't think he'll make changes. I don't have any reason to think that he will. I hope that he'll bring somebody in. I've heard from somebody whom I really trust, and it's not my cousin's ex-girlfriend's brother or anything like that. It's a former coach in the Des Moines area who talked to a recently graduated basketball player who played for Iowa, and they said that they spent very little time in practice on defense, and that was eye-opening to me, I guess, to hear that. But then when you see how they play, I believe it, because, you know, it's just, it's, they don't communicate well with each other, and you can tell that they, you know, they just a very offensive focused attack. So I completely agree that they need to focus more on defense, and I certainly hope if he's not willing to make changes to the staff that he would at least do what you said in terms of bringing somebody in to put a little bit more emphasis on it.
Well, we are short on time today, Derek, but, well, do you have a positive note to lead us on? You got anything good happening over it? Well, you guys are always doing good things at Hawkeye Heaven. Give us something positive before you hit the road.
You know, we are, we're doing a recruit recon series where we're writing up our analysis, our scouting analysis on each of the 22 commitments that Iowa got in football. I'm in the process of writing one on Dylan Doyle right now. We've already released a few. We came up with some pretty cool graphics that these kids can use on their Twitter accounts, and they can use it as their profile picture. And we're gonna take a closer look at all those 22 recruits. Hopefully Trent and I are gonna get a podcast going for Hawkeye Heaven here shortly. But
yes,
we're hoping to get some recruits involved there too.
Absolutely, working on that, mm-hmm. And in fact, might be coming as soon as Thursday. That
Ooh,
to come.
Boy.
And more work, Jimmy B. You know how it is. Hey, Derek, thanks for your time. We'll let you get back to your real job, all right?
Thanks a lot, fellas. Have a good night.
Derek Peck checking in from Hawkeye Heaven. Oh, yeah, Jimmy B. Just add more to the plate. That's what you got to do, you know?
Attaboy.
Diversifying. Yeah. Because
that's it.
I mean, as if people don't get enough of me with 4 hours of every day, and then you couple
well, you
that
are
with
the
high
supreme.
School sports. Yeah.
Now, I know. Yeah. You are the supreme multi-tasker, though. You can do that. You can task with the best of them.
I can. It's one of the few things I can do well. Multitask is one of them. What I'm going to do here is I'm going to take a break, and I'm going to print off some high school stats because I got high school basketball coming up. We're going to take a timeout. We kick off the 5 o'clock hour next. The NBA All-Star Game. Jimmy B is pumped up to talk about that. We will get into it on the other side as we take you up until 6 o'clock. It's Jimmy B and TC.
And Brandon Tierney.
We are Tiki and Tierney, giving you the big scoop on all the games. Afternoons on the Big Talker, 1700 KBGG. Boom.
When you hear Washer Systems of Iowa, you think about pressure washers. The Washer Systems of Iowa does so much more. Industrial floor care equipment, waste oil heaters, water heaters, accessories and parts, washers, used equipment, along with repair, preventative maintenance, and operator training. Selling and servicing commercial cleanup equipment for 29 years, Washer Systems of Iowa. And the presenting sponsor for you and I, head coach Ben Jacobson, each Monday on 1700. Visit their showroom at 6050 North East 14th Street in Des Moines or online washersystems.com.
Easter Seals Iowa provides support for children and adults with disabilities in our community. From the fun of Camp Sunnyside to employment and daily living skills, Easter Seals provides a wide range of support to promote independence.
We have so much fun.
EasterSealsIA.org.
If you're a small business owner, you know how important it is to keep good records. We can help. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services located in West Des Moines. Bookkeeping, payroll, sales tax reporting, as well as income taxes. Everything you need to be successful in running your business. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. You do what you do best and let us do the rest. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
Sponsored by Kidde.
How old are your smoke alarms? Replace today with Kidde's worry-free alarms. Get 10 years of power and no low battery chirps. Kidde, technology that saves lives.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper for its calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
It's Macy's President's Day Furniture, Mattress, and Rug Sale with incredible supervised closeouts and big savings. Like a Radley 5-Piece Chaise Sectional for $1,779. Get a Tribeca Gray 2-Drawer Queen Storage Bed for $499. And save on a Sealy Blue Arbor 2-Piece Queen Mattress Set. Final closeout only $197. Don't miss the last days of 24-month financing now at Macy's. Details in stores, savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
If you're looking for ways your company can give back to the community, get involved with the ARL. Offer employees a day of wearing jeans with the Denim for Dogs program, or place an ARL donation bank at your counter, or sponsor a dog cutout and encourage visitors to take selfies with the dog. Visit the Get Involved section at ARLiowa.org to learn about more ways your company can support the animals at the Animal Rescue League.
Saturday on Compass Media Network's coverage of NCAA basketball. It's a heavyweight battle in the SEC as Texas A&M hosts Kentucky. Hi, it's Greg Daniels. Join Doug Gottlieb and me for all the action as Tyler Davis and the Aggies look to avenge an early season loss to Kevin Knox and the Wildcats. It's the Texas A&M Aggies and the Kentucky Wildcats. If it's NCAA basketball, it's right here
on 1700 KBGG.
Hi, this is Terry Crews, actor, former football player, game show host, father of five, and all-around big dude. I'm also an expert on drama. I know all kinds of drama. There's the good kind that comes with having a house full of kids. There's the bad kind, like season-ending injuries. There's the necessary kind, like having an agent in Hollywood. And there's silly drama, like the drama around my percolating pectorals. And then there's the drama you can skip.
Skip the drama that comes with not having your high school diploma or equivalency. Find free adult education classes near you and finish your high school diploma. Visit finishyourdiploma.org.
Or text DIPLOMA to 97779. Message and data rates may apply. Reply STOP to opt out. That's DIPLOMA to 97779. And leave the drama to actors like me.
Brought to you by the Dollar General.